kind of a neighbor am I? Am I a neighbor that goes over and helps my neighbor and cares about my neighbor and brings a bowl of chicken soup to my neighbor when they're not feeling well? Am I the kind of neighbor that am interested in my neighbor? What kind of a neighbor am I? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. What kind of a neighbor am I? I can do outwardly many wonderful things and bring about many wonderful things in life if this is my choice. But is that the kind of neighbor that I want to be? Do I want to be a neighbor who is doing things? Or do I want to be a neighbor who is always having my neighbor in my highest and best thought? If I have my neighbor in my highest and best thought, my neighbor is going to be quite happy with me. My neighbor is going to not realize what's going on and is just going to like me. But they're going to like me not because I do things for them or not because I outwardly care for them, but because we have a good inward relationship. The inward relationship is the most secret relationship we can ever have, because nobody really knows what we're thinking and what we're doing. They have an idea, perhaps, but not really knowing it. And if I think of my neighbor at all times as a lovely, dynamic, beautiful, thoughtful, caring person or family, then that's the way they're going to be. Now, sometimes neighbors can be difficult. Sometimes neighbors can do things that are unkind. Sometimes neighbors can be very undesirable, as neighbors go. And they live there, and we live here, and there's nothing much we can do about that, because they own their home, so to speak, and we own ours. And neither one of us is about to leave. So it's important that one of us begins to put a cause in motion for harmony in our relationship. And the harmony that we put in motion for our relationship goes far beyond our neighbor. When we start saying, I have the greatest neighbor in the world, and this isn't really the fact, but we're putting a new cause in motion. I have the greatest neighbor in the world. They're so thoughtful and so loving and so wonderful. I just love them, and I'm so happy. Every time I think about them, I think good thoughts about them. Every time I think about my neighbor, I think how wonderful they are and how thoughtful they are and how good they are. It's just a pleasure just to think about them. Now, it takes a little stretch of my imagination to work on that, because the appearances aren't always there. And I have to live beyond the appearances. But now, as the saying goes, if you're complaining because everybody in the world is not nice and everybody in the world doesn't like you and everybody in the world doesn't do these things, where's the fault? Well, the fault lies within you, within me, for thinking that the rest of the world doesn't like me. The minute I start changing my attitude about the rest of the world, and I start liking the rest of the world because I first like me, and when I first like me, then I like the rest of the world, and all of a sudden, something happens and the world stops being so negative. Neighbors stop being so unhappy. And it's just a strange and a wonderful thing. We don't know how it happens, but it just happens. And as I keep these happy thoughts about myself, about my neighbors, and about the world, as I look for good in the world, wow, yes, it's there, really, yeah. And as I look for beauty in the world, yes, it's there. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And as I look for joy in the world, yes, it's there. So if I have a recalcitrant neighbor, a neighbor that's given me a hard time, I start by blessing that neighbor and seeing that neighbor at peace and harmony within themselves. Perhaps they've got some problems we don't even know about that are causing them to be distressed. And if we start thinking peace and harmony and love for them, we'll be helping them a great deal, more than any bowl of chicken soup would ever do. But the chicken soup is good too. But think about it. So Whenever there's a distress between me and my neighbor, I say, I am peace. And then I look at my neighbor in my mental attitude, and I say, all is in divine order in my neighbor's home. My neighbor is at peace with himself. My neighbor is in harmony with himself. My neighbor loves the world, and the world loves my neighbors. And I love them too. I love them, because I love me. And if I love me, I cannot do anything but love the world. So this day, if you are having a little to-do with your neighbor, start with yourself by putting your own house in order and say, I am peace. And then look to your neighbor and say, and you're peace too. Oh yes, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see you at peace. I see you in joy. And you just do that for not very long. It doesn't take very long, but just do it for a moment a day, a week, it doesn't matter. The result is superb and brings peace into your world, and that's where you want it to be. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about anything in your heart, dial 1-866-650-5111. Toll free, 1-866-650-5111. And each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner, and tell them you're ready to put a cause in motion of peace and harmony and love in your world, and right now. And the practitioner will say, righto, I'm with you, I love you. And thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you, and I love you.